Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today I'm joined with a couple people from the Marshalltown Bobcat cross-country team. We got head coach Chad Pedig, as well as two runners, Preston Johnson and Carter Nunn. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well.
Doing awesome.
Good. Very good. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys making a little time today, and wanted to talk to you guys because it was an incredible season for all three of you. And, you know, starting out, Preston, you ended up second at state. Throughout the season, we were following you here on KFJB, set a couple records along the way. Just tell me, what did you feel at the end of the season? How were kind of those emotions?
It was super cool to see it all play out. Like, the biggest thing this year was focusing on consistency, and that really made me feel good towards the end of the season, just because I executed that compared to last year, not so much.
Yeah, and so I do see, even in the off season, you keep competing kind of on a national stage too. What is it like to just continue, you know, the season ends for the high school, but continuing that practice and trying to improve throughout the off season?
Yeah, so I'm running in Kenosha, Wisconsin in 8 days on the 29th or something like that. So I'm looking forward to running that and just continuing training and just keeping that consistency.
Yeah. We're also joined with senior Carter Nunn. Another incredible season, 34th place at state as well. What did you feel kind of capping it off with a run like that?
For me, it was a little bit of a disappointment because last year I placed 27th at state. So just didn't have the greatest race, but I mean, still ended top 10 all time for the high school, so pretty proud of that.
Yeah, and throughout the season, you know, I hear or heard a lot from Coach just kind of building that culture of running here for the Bobcats. Really started with the two of you guys coming through the ranks here. How does it feel, you know, hearing that as a senior that, you know, maybe you kind of left a legacy and started something?
It's really cool. I'm able to see guys now, freshmen that are more freshmen coming out than when I was a freshman, and seeing people like Costin Piscatelli running with us all the time, it just really means a lot that we were able to kind of like boost that.
Yeah, so Coach, just can you talk about the season for the Bobcats as a whole first?
Well, you know, these guys set very big goals back in June. We started summer running June 2nd, and if you remember, we were still in school. So they started summer running before school was out. We went to camp like we do every June, and they set their goals high. Of course, they wanted to get back to state as a team, having experienced that the year before. We didn't accomplish that, but these guys did a tremendous job of staying focused with their goals. You know, Preston that week at camp said, "I'm racing for a state title, and I want to be on the national scene." And he was very blunt and forward about that. That's my goal. And, you know, kids often set goals, but they don't have the discipline to stay with them. And so to stay with that goal for that number of days, for that length of time, is just amazing. Carter wanted to repeat. You know, he wanted to be top 15 at the state meet. And he worked hard. He practiced with that mentality. We talked about his level of focus this year, and his discipline had increased. So they both did a fantastic job to reach those goals. As a team, we had a lot of new faces on varsity, and that kind of we just couldn't quite match what we did last year. But very proud overall, and I think these guys have left us in a good position for next year.
So one thing that I think about when I look back to high school, there was always one guy, Brett Greenwood, that the coaches would always refer to. Are these maybe some of the guys and some of the names as you continue on coaching will be, hey, remember Preston, remember Carter when they were here, kind of setting that example?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Preston's name is at the top of a very historic record board. You know, when you look at the guys that he's ahead of, there are three state champions who he is ranked ahead of now. So he will be up there for a long time until someone else comes along and beats that mark of 1456. That's just fantastic. And Carter, you know, he wants to, you know, kind of downplay his success. He's ranked seventh all time. And so they have left their mark on a leaderboard that is full of state champions and runner-ups, and it's just I'm proud of the work they've done to get there, and I think it's As a coach, it's fun to rewrite that record board and add your own runners into those, into that top 10 list. And they're both deserving of it. And we certainly will use them as role models for future runners.
Preston, let's talk about the season a little bit. You know, kind of started out early over at Iowa State, getting a big win over there. How did it feel to, you know, make a statement right there in Ames?
Yeah, going into the season, it was pretty cool. Just getting a meet like that at Ames is always really flat, really nice grass. Just go out there and glide for a little bit and make the state know that I'm in the picture this year.
Yeah, so, you know, continuing on, you had, you know, the early bird Bobcat invite, you know, is kind of considered a mini state meet. How did you feel coming out of there placing?
Yeah, so I got to run against Jaden Merrick there, and he was the state champion this year, and he's a really good runner. He's going to Iowa State next year to run. So it was really cool to race against him. I kind of just, you know, stayed with him the whole race, and he got me in the last 300 meters. But all those races were kind of just learning experiences to try to make a shot at it at the end of the year.
Yeah, so what did you kind of take away and then apply then running at state?
Yeah, so I kind of made sure that I wouldn't let him make a move at the very end. It was actually kind of, it was different than the Bobcat. I was about like 7 seconds behind him at one point at the top of the hill going like with like 400 meters left at the state meet, and I got it down to 1.5 seconds. So I was closing in on him, but it was a nice change of scenery. I'd rather have that than lose by 5 seconds to him having the kick at the end.
Okay. All right, Carter, you had a big announcement. You are going to be continuing your running career. Where are you going to be running at next year?
I'm going to be running at Central, so running with a buddy, Ian Meyer still. It'll be nice to be teammates with him again. But, yeah, just continuing to run cross and track in college.
Yeah, so what would you, you know, you mentioned having a lot more freshmen coming out for cross country than your freshman year. What would you say to any kids out there thinking, you know, maybe dipping their toes into cross country?
I would just say it's a great experience. All the guys are really nice. Cross country is very mental, so none of the guys that you meet on the cross course are going to be rude to you. They all know the pain of cross, so all of them are really nice, and just the experience and having coach, it's just a great experience in total.
Yeah, yeah. So Preston here, junior season, next year will be your senior year. Kind of in that position where Jaden Merrick was this season, where, you know, no one in front of you, he graduated. So how does it feel? Is there extra pressure maybe coming into your senior year, knowing that the target's on your back?
Yeah, I think it'll be really fun to try to make it another really consistent season and come into it better than I was this year, and just really have the opportunity to compete in a state that is really one of the best states in the whole country for running.
Yeah, so what would you say to anybody, you know, why should they join the cross country team, especially your senior season? What are the kind of the vibes that you're trying to bring to the team?
Yeah, personally, it was super cool, like especially freshman year, being able to come into a team that was that just helped me find my way freshman year and have a good group of guys to experience that with. So if you're a freshman that wants to join the cross country team next year, I would very much advocate for it, because it's a really nice group of people.
Yeah. So coach, what are you looking forward to next season with Preston? What can, you know, what is maybe something that you guys are going to work on in the off season to prepare him?
Well, he's got a track season to go through first. So I get to just become a fan now and sit back and watch these two guys in track. But, you know, we'll continue his work and his work over in Ankeny. We'll continue with that. He's put himself in a very good position to next year to obviously be the favorite. Those other guys, I think he'll be the first to admit, are right there. And so I don't think he's going to take anything for granted. He is going to work just as hard this coming summer as he did this past summer. I think, as he just said it, Iowa is a hotbed for distance running right now. We are one of the premier states. You look at the number of guys ranked in the top 50 in the nation from this state right now, and it is It is crazy. There is not another state that has as many runners in the top 50 as we do. And he will, you know, he's put himself in that group, and I think he'll continue to work to those goals. Preston is the type that it's the goal, there's not a goal that's too big. And so I think he probably will even have a state record as a goal or something like that. You know, he wants, and that's what pushes him, that's what motivates him, that's what keeps him focused, is setting those big goals. And so we'll just continue to work for that. And as a coach, I enjoy it. It doesn't happen very often that you get someone that's at that top spot. So we will sit back and enjoy it and work towards helping him reach those goals.
Yeah, I appreciate the time that you had given me throughout the year, Coach, and just kind of hearing, checking at checkpoints throughout the season, how the team is doing. And it kind of gives me flashbacks from when I was at Pleasant Valley and we were running back-to-back cross-country championships there. So good luck, Preston, on the next season. We will be following you here on KFJB. And Carter, good luck in college and running for Central as well. So I appreciate the time today, and it was a lot of fun catching up after the season.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for the opportunity.